Welcome. Today is March 5th, 2017. And in this meditation, we are going to go pretty deep. I can feel it already. And it almost is going to be what I would call an energy session. So I'm just going to invite you to open up your heart to the experience of this huge energy session for you, with you, as you, and as me, because we are moving into this realm known as oneness. So just take a deep breath to physically relax your body. I'm getting myself physically comfortable in mine. And what's interesting is that with one leg, my left leg, I'm sitting on it, right, on my chair, this energy of sort of the yogi sitting in an easy sit, partial easy sit position on my chair. But with my right leg, the more active masculine energy, it's touching the ground because it's as if I want to also be anchored into the earth. So just notice, what position are you sitting in? Just notice. And you don't have to interpret it like I did, but it's just interesting. And as I observe my own physicality, I am being drawn to want to sit up very straight to allow this channel in my body to be as clear and direct, I guess, and open as possible. And I'm also noticing around my chest, the upper chest, I would say the sacred heart area, but slightly rather than in the center, to either side, above each breast, below. Just deep, noticing a deep tingling, let's say, in those two spots. So again, just breathe and allow, opening up your heart. And I'm going to ask you also to just imagine yourself being a column of white light or whatever color comes to you. And this column is going to be, oh, probably maybe 2 feet on either side of you, 18 inches to 2 feet on either side of you, energetically. And rather than being more of like an aura field, an auric field that surrounds you at the top and at the bottom, this column is open at both the top and the bottom, kind of like a cylinder. And now just allow that column to widen up a little bit more, maybe pushing it out another foot or so. And the cylinder almost looks like, you know, the beam me up, Scotty kind of Star Trek column. We're not going to beam anywhere, but we are going to allow this column to bring in more aspects of self, of higher self, of love consciousness, of God consciousness, of goddess consciousness, of cosmic wisdom. And if you want to bring your awareness to above your head and see if you can experience, whether it's with your mind's eye or with your intention, just how high this column reaches. You might notice some tingling at the top of the head. So just look up, experiencing the beyond the universe, the beyond the universe, the beyond, wherever this takes you. And we know that the speed of light is incredibly fast. And given that we are light, let whatever it is that wants to come through from this beyond the beyond, from this other realm, from this highest place in which your consciousness, your mind's eye can reach, to flash through our system, through your physical body, through your column, bringing awareness, bringing light, wisdom, other dimensions, where concepts begin to just restructure themselves in new ways in your DNA, in your physical body. And as it meets with and merges with the earth energy, let it just keep moving. So you are physically standing, living, being on this earth plane, and this column comes blazing through with light speed through your own personal column here on the earth, and it goes through the earth and back into the universe, back into infinity. And if you feel inclined to imagine where it's going through the universe at the other end, you may. If it doesn't matter to you, that's okay. Now, let's set the intention to vibrationally align with whatever came through in our own column, with this high frequency intensely fast light love energy. And now imagine your physical body being restructured to match that frequency. Do you see each cell expanding? Do you feel the vibration increasing? Do you experience the restructuring? Whatever that might indicate to you, just allow. Say yes. The infinite me, my highest self, the universal wisdom that I am, effortlessly comes through my column and restructures and awakens the DNA, the physical beingness of me right now. Now, in other meditations until this point, I have not really been guided to do any kind of toning or anything, but this particular meditation I am. So if you feel inclined to do a tone of your own or to harmonize with what comes through me, and just allow as I tune in and bring forth whatever comes through in this moment. I'm just allowing, keep allowing, and I sense there's one more, and I'm just trying to find where that is. Do what you need to do in this sacred place of your own. And I'm experiencing and feeling this, let's say, reverberation in the sacred heart and throat energy centers, specifically that sacred heart. So if this or your own tone resonates with that heart frequency, again, breathe it in, invite, allow. In this moment, if any information is coming through to you about your own restructuring or system, anything that is going on with your beingness, or if that information that seems to be more universal or for our planet, I'm going to allow for some moments of silence for you to download, bring through you with some consciousness that information, enough consciousness that you can capture it with an understanding for the physical mind body to incorporate, perhaps slightly easier, but also to be almost etched into your conscious mind that this could be a message for you to do or to know or to pass on to someone or all of us. So I'll just allow for this quiet as you receive and acknowledge and download your infinite information. As you keep allowing and listening, this energy is very intense, very loving, but very intense. And what I want to share is that as I align with this frequency, it helps me to slowly exhale through my mouth as if it's like a valve, a release valve. And it helps kind of slow the frequency down to let it physically process into my body. So it's not something that you have to do by any means, but whatever it is that might help integrate this intense energy, whether it's using your hands to maybe help move it, or to use your breath to help make it more manageable and a match for your physical body. Or if you feel inclined to hug yourself in some way, or make a sound, a tone. Again, allow that. I allow the infinite me, the high frequency of me, to come through my own physical auric channel of me beautifully, effortlessly. Gently, with pure love. And as I do, I know that this energy is for me, for me. Because I am I am love. I am light. I express as a very high frequency. And when I allow this to be for me and incorporate into my structure, into my system, it automatically resonates through my being and becomes accessible for the good of all, for the well-being of the planet, for the beautiful shift in consciousness, for the collective, for other light beings who are ready to own and step into their light, to feel more supported in doing so. My unique expression as a singular being, as the unique self that I've incarnated at in this life, gets to experience harmony with all, both otherworldly and on this planet in whatever form is here. Just allow some breath to be dot prop just deeply into your body as you slowly come back into awareness of the non so-called meditative state. And as you come into your breath, the deeper breath, into the belly breath, and into the awareness of the non-meditative state of consciousness that you are about to enter and are slowly entering. Recognize that there is always perfection in how you show up. And so if this consciousness feels and is can experience support in the environment that you are in or that your body can maintain, that it will naturally do so. And it does naturally do so. And if this frequency or if this state seems to just slowly dissolve, that's also just perfect. That you needed to perhaps drive a car or relate to someone who needs relating to on a more 3D way. But know also that the state of your natural high frequency self is quite readily accessible to you at any time. It's a matter of simply allowing. bringing consciousness to that intention and opening up that channel and inviting in that light that you are, that love that you are, that frequency that you are. And with that, come the rest of the way into this moment, into this body, into your own awareness of a non-meditative state. And enjoy the rest of your day. Blessings.